This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Your mind for another hour. Thanks for listening, friends. Scott Hannon here, and Todd the Radio God Mitchell is off today. Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us in seconds. Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour, so a lot cranking today on the program. Of course, the big news nationally that former White House counsel Don McGahn, the headline reads, skips House hearing. Well, actually, he was subpoenaed to appear there. And the White House did not waive executive privilege so that he could appear. He'd be there if it was, a voluntary thing. But this is the latest move by the swamp. And, of course, Congressman Kelly Armstrong serves on that committee, so we can talk a little bit about that. Questions or comments for Kelly? Welcome, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Congressman Armstrong, welcome back. How are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for helping with our schedule.
No problem. I know it's a crazy time. So why was there even a Judiciary Committee hearing today when you know Don McGahn's not going to show up? What's the point of having a hearing?
Well, usually the point of having this hearing is so all the Democrats on the Judiciary hearing could give their 5-minute speeches about how terrible this president is. But something interesting happened today. They moved to adjourn immediately after Chairman Nadler and Ranking Member Collins gave their opening statements. And I think it's just blatantly obvious that every member of Judiciary wants to impeach, or Democrats on Judiciary wants to impeach the president. And there is a very large internal fight going on in the Democratic Party in the U.S. House right now about how to proceed. And I don't know if it's ideological or if the Judiciary members just understand that if they start an impeachment proceeding, they shut down the investigations and all the other committees and they get all the spotlight. It's truly a fascinating thing to watch in that this is Cicilline, Swalwell, Jamie Raskin. I mean, these are the guys, right? These are the guys that always talk and really want Representative Jayapal. And they're not, there's something going on there, and it'd be really fun to be in the rooms when they're talking, because I'm guessing they're getting pretty heated right now.
So your take is the debate within the Democratic Party on, do we just go for impeachment or do we not? Pelosi has said no, right? I mean, the leadership has said no. So where's Nadler on that?
Well, I don't particularly know. I know that Reps Raskin and Cicilline and obviously Cortez, they want to start the process. But there's a whole other internal fight, which you'll understand. And it has to do with congressmen and women's ability to want to see their faces on TV, because if they do start it, it really shuts down everything in every other committee, because everything then goes to Judiciary because it's the impeachment hearing. So they'll fight. I mean, they'll fight ideologically. They'll fight what impeachment isn't a good idea politically, or it is a good idea politically. And then the Judiciary members will have to fight with the other Democratic chairs because they'll be taking all their spotlight away from them. Popping popcorn, man. It's going to be fun to watch, other than the fact that, it's really causing serious problems. This on Friday, Mexico passed a labor agreement, which was one of the hindrances to getting USMCA on the floor. Obviously, the president used the 232s to get Canada-Mexico to the table. He has now dropped the 232 tariffs. There are enough votes on the floor of the House to pass USMCA right now, and we can't get the speaker to bring it to the floor. And this is real solid stuff that is great for the North Dakota economy. so we're dealing with this gong show, and we can't get a trade agreement that is absolutely essential for our North Dakota egg producers. And I mean, not just egg, but it's a huge deal for egg as bad as they're struggling right now. And instead we're talking about whether or not we're going to impeach the president. They can't even make up their mind.
Wow. This is amazing. Let's take some calls here for Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Dean in Bismarck, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, I got a question about this abortion. Where's the men's rights? Do these women, do they get pregnant like the Virgin Mary? Where are the men's rights on whether the baby gets aborted or not, period? Nobody's bringing this up, the father of the child.
Yeah, I mean that's always been a conversation. It's always a conflict to deal with it on sides where there are terrible stories out there where women have decided to have an abortion and their boyfriend, husband, or whatever either didn't know about it or really didn't want it to happen. So I just tend to think we should stay pro-life and we wouldn't have to worry about those conversations.
Yeah, or at a bare minimum, pass some laws that, for instance, would be, I think, common sense, and that'd be to say two-parent notification. You can't have it unless both parents say, I'm with Kelly. I want it gone altogether. But do what we can where we are, and that'd be one way to do it. But you're right, Dean. It isn't very much part of the conversation. That's for sure.
Yeah, it should be a law, part of the law that the father, whether it's a one-night stand or marriage or whatever, boyfriend, whatever, has that right, and it should be part of the law. They have to be notified, and it has to be a double signature.
Thanks, Dean. I'm with you. Craig and Bismarck, go ahead for Kelly Armstrong.
Hi, good morning, Kelly.
Hey, I was wondering, North Dakota's had some great representation in our government and stuff. When they're here and when they're in North Dakota representing our people, they've always did such a great job and always been for North Dakota and all things. But now that you've been in Washington for considerably a short period of time, I guess you could say, but have you seen...
It feels a lot longer.
Yeah. Have you seen what the pressures are for, like a North Dakotan politician like yourself are to kind of be swayed away from your beliefs for North Dakota and kind of go towards the Washington and your political party? And it seems like all our good ones have, when they get to Washington, have turned. And I was just wondering if you've seen the pressures of it.
So I think, I don't know if I agree with the premise of that. I have tremendous respect for Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer, and I think they do a fantastic job. I will say just generally, so people ask me if I like it here, and my answer is always, I'm glad I'm here. And what I mean by that is I think one of the problems with this town in general is people just like it here too much. They like the trappings of the power and the video cameras and all of those things. And I don't particularly care about all of that stuff. I'm on a never ending mission to educate people about how well we do so many things at home. And then the other answer, which is more of, so when you go on the campaign trail and you make all these statements, and I'm obviously a local control guy, and the more we can keep the federal government out of North Dakota's business and let our North Dakota government deal with situations, the better off we'll be. So I was always worried that would sound like a shtick on the campaign trail. I can tell you after 150 days in D.C., there is nothing about this town that has dissuaded me from that argument.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I hope you're a good egg as you were in North Dakota. So thanks.
Thanks for the call, Craig.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Sterling, North Dakota. Dave, you're up on What's on Your Mind for Kelly Armstrong. Go ahead.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Dave.
I heard something on Rush Limbaugh last Friday that just made my blood boil, and I don't know if there's something we can do about it. But apparently an ex-staffer under the Rex Tillerson administration is currently consulting with the Chinese and informing them that they need to stand tough on the trade negotiations because President Trump will not be reelected. And since he's not going to be reelected, they just need to hang tough for a couple years, and then they'll be able to come in and get whatever kind of trade policy they want. And let me tell you this, when I heard that, I was about ready to go hunt this person down and hang him from a tree. This is treasonous activity, and I know it happens a lot in Washington where former federal employees, they have the access, they have the people that they know, but by God, this has got to stop.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think the foreign lobbying issue is really kind of, I agree with you. I think it's absolutely horribly inappropriate. I think that's why I'm going to come back to USMCA right now. So I mean, everything was going well with China. We met with Mick Mulvaney this morning, chief of staff, just to try and get an idea of what's going on with the trade picture in China and with USMCA. And so the problem is China cheats. So even things that they had agreed to, so for the last couple weeks and months, this whole Chinese conversation was going really well. And then in their last meeting, they basically backtracked on a whole bunch of different things. And so I will tell you, I think our two number one trading partners are Canada and Mexico. And we get USMCA done. You think that puts us in a stronger position with China as we're negotiating through these things or not? And I think everybody knows that, so we need to work for it. But if there's some staffer advising against a U.S. citizen advising against U.S. citizen rights for to get a paycheck from the Chinese, that's wrong.
Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate the fact that you're listening and joining the program. More with Congressman Kelly Armstrong after the break. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Want to hear more about this new NAFTA, the USMCA, being held up in the House by none other than Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Why would that be anyway? More coming up. Don't go away. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnb.com. Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota, seeing corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardton for where we're at, Western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Past the hour, we're getting the goods out of D.C. to get you up to speed on everything you're concerned about today on the program. By golly, Congressman Kelly Armstrong joining us right now from D.C., 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. You can also text me at 701 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Also, Senator Hovind at the bottom of the hour coming up here just a couple of minutes away, brought to you in part today by our friends in beautiful Watford City, North Dakota. We are headed that way after the show today. Stop off and Bismarck for a bit, and then head to Minot tomorrow, and then Watford on Thursday. And if you haven't heard, there is a Main Street North Dakota event, Main Street ND, that will be happening in Watford. It's a listening session with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. It'll take place from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Outlaws Gallery at 120 Main Street South in Watford City. Everybody's welcome to attend that and join the conversation. So that will be what's that, Kelly?
Oh, I was going to say that sounds like a fun drive, because you go from Central Time, then you get into God's Time, and then you get into Central Time again.
Exactly right. Yeah, so should be great fun. My iPhone will be very confused by the end of the trip, that's for sure. I want to go back to USMCA deal and where that's at right now. So everything that needs to be done procedurally is done. It's just a matter of Nancy Pelosi saying, here's the date we're going to actually have debate and votes on the USMCA. Is that right?
Well, yeah. So, okay. So originally it's a huge multifaceted trade deal. So just to be honest with everybody, it's big enough that if you want to find something not like in it, you will find something to not like in it. I mean, that's just how these deals work. But so originally the Democrats in the House said they had to have some better labor regulations in Mexico, and then there's some environmental regulations because everything's the Green New Deal right now. Well, Mexico passed a bill strengthening their labor regulations. I mean, I don't know this. I'm not part of the Mexican government, but I think specifically to get this deal done, and obviously the 232 steel and aluminum tariffs were a huge issue for both Canada and Mexico. And so the president removed those this week. So we have cleared two of these obstacles. And like I said, I am more than confident that there's enough votes to pass it on the floor right now. So it's just frustrating we can't put it there. And you have to be very careful about opening up one of these. You can't just open up one area of these trade deals. When you rip one of the band-aids off, the whole thing, I mean, gets into inertia. And we don't have that kind of time. I mean, we've got a Canadian election coming up, which really works through some timelines as to when Canada can ratify this thing.
Well, most importantly, you got a trade negotiation going on with China that is obviously proving challenging, as it always does with the Chinese. And rather than rush to do a deal, it'd be nice to have the new NAFTA done, because, quite honestly, for North Dakota, that's a bigger deal anyway, right?
Well, yes, and it puts us in. I mean, we just got a pretty good deal with Japan based on U.S. beef, which is fantastic, and get USMCA ratified. And then that puts us it just keeps strengthening our position when we're negotiating, I mean, a long-term trade deal with somebody who's been a bad actor for 30 years. I mean, enforcement of this trade deal is as important as anything else. And this is, I mean, whether it's intellectual property theft, all of these things. I mean, China's on the moon because they're good at theft, not because they're good at technology. I mean, so we have to, I mean, we get these deals done, it puts us in a stronger position, and I think it helps get a China deal done faster, too.
We have a question from, let's see here, John. The town that John is from says Colin Peterson. I'm not aware of that community, but maybe this is a question about a Colin Peterson. John, go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
John, I just got off the phone from Colin Peterson's office and told him on not twisting Pelosi's arm hard enough to get the vote on this bill. And he claims he's trying, but I don't know how well.
So I'm not in the business of necessarily sticking up for people on the other side, but, you know, I will tell you this. I get the opportunity to talk to Colin Peterson a lot. We're on a lot of the same flights. And the one thing anybody who knows about Colin, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, there's not a lot of bull when you're talking to him. And he is doing, I mean, his problem is his party has left him on a lot of these issues. I mean, so he may be an army of one over there, but he is trying. I will tell you that. I mean, there's lots of reasons to not like some of Colin Peterson's positions, but on this particular issue, he is really trying.
Does she like Colin Peterson more than she hates Donald Trump is probably the question she has to answer here, see?
I think every representative that wants to vote for this bill should order Pelosi in her office and say, you will bring it up or else. That's ridiculous. They're just playing politics with everything. And
let me ask Kelly this, though, John. Can you pressure Nancy Pelosi? I mean, she just seems to me to be the kind of person that's been there so long. Not really anything that's going to move her one way or another. She knows where she's going, and, you know, she's going to do what she's going to do. I mean, can she be pressured, do you think? I mean, is there something that would be, effective in lobbying her on this issue?
Well, I think one of the issues is, and this is one thing just historically, we're at the time where these deals kind of, I mean, there's a lot of momentum for USMCA and from both sides, from all over the country. And we're kind of at the time, you know, for some people, this is a tough vote. So they like to get these done in June and July so everybody can go back to their in-district time in August. And, you know, a lot of people have to go defend their vote. So, I mean, typically, historically, we are on kind of the right timeline. And I will say this, you know, the White House gets criticism for not being able to work with Congress and not on the Hill very often. I mean, tactically, and I think sometimes that criticism's fair, but Lighthizer and Mulvaney and the White House have been really, really aggressive in negotiating a way to get USMCA to the floor. So I'm optimistic. I'm more optimistic, way more optimistic I am today than I was last week. But
Meanwhile, we'll have this fight among Democrats to decide, do I want to be on TV and command as much FaceTime as possible and impeach the president, or do we want to, you know, just continue to get some other stuff done while we agitate?
It'll be a month or two before it gets voted on, because that's how Washington is working right now, and it's shameful.
I mean, is that a good prediction, do you think, or do we have any idea, Kelly, when you think it'll get voted on?
We really need to get it done before the August recess. So that's, I mean, we're diverting all of our focus towards that in our office. I mean, it just has to be. And I'm talking to my friends on the other side of the aisle. There's a lot of people who I don't agree with on much that they agree to. It needs to come to the floor because I can't put pressure on her, but they can. But I think it's important to recognize that that's why these show hearings are harmful, because you gin up enough people on their side that they're not willing to work with the president on anything, even things that are good for the country.
We have a few seconds left, and let me just get this one quickly. A texter saying, Fisher Industries, are they ever going to get jobs from the Corps to build a wall? Quick answer on that one?
We'll see how they do. I know they filed a suit. We talked about that this morning, too, about how construction is going. And that's one area where this White House has to get. I mean, they got to move quicker here.
Yeah, they're saying 500 miles by the end of the next year. But if you just do the math on what they've built to date, I don't know how that happens. So I'm with you on that. Kelly Armstrong, thanks a bunch. We'll talk again soon. Congressman Kelly Armstrong and Senator Hoeven is next with your questions. There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota. And farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Judiciary Committee is meeting at this hour, but former White House counsel Don McGahn has ignored a House subpoena to testify there about special counsel Robert Mueller's final report after the White House instructed McGahn not to testify. Now McGahn could be held in contempt of Congress. New York's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio recently announcing he's running for president, and it drew some strong reactions, negative ones, from many members members of the media from the New York Post to Fox News. De Blasio says,
to me, that's like a walk in the park. I didn't even notice that. Because I deal with really tough issues every single day. I deal with the toughest press corps in America. I deal with, unfortunately, with the number one terror target in America.
De Blasio speaking on CNN this morning. Two people have been killed in the second fatal float plane crash in Alaska within the past week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. You know what? In this day and age, it is so important to retain your employees, right? Because every time you lose an employee, you got to hire a new one. It costs you a lot of money, and the workforce is tight. It's hard to find somebody, all of that. University of Mary has something that's working very well for a lot of businesses. They have a well-earned reputation for excellence in education. And that makes a critical difference in your company's success because in as few as 15 weeks, workers can earn certificates from the University of Mary, healthcare education business that broadens their skills to keep them at the cutting edge of their field. In today's business arena, rapid change, the new normal. Businesses that thrive understand attracting top talent, retaining top talent is how you keep that pace in a fiercely competitive environment. A business that keeps experienced employees offers them opportunities to grow and advance. Earning a certificate or a degree with the University of Mary gives your employees a specific set of skills that apply to the job immediately. Find out more at umary.edu/workforce. 26 before the top of the hour. And Senator Hovind on the phone, Daniel? Not yet. Okay, we're waiting for Senator Hovind to give us a jingle, which will be moments away, and then we can take more of your questions and or comments today on the program. Bring them in. Bring them on. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Good morning, Scott, says a texter from earlier. Our government and the Democratic Party want our Constitution gone. And without our Electoral College, because our vote in North Dakota would mean nothing, as the Dems would always be in power, and that's what they want. Wake up, America. They do want to wreck our country. Watch Mark Levin. He knows. Very smart man. Mark has a brand new book out. We got to schedule him. Talking about the unfreedom of the press on the fake news media. Making a note to self right now to get Mr. Levin on the schedule. By the way, if there's ever anybody else that you want on our list of guests, people you want to suggest, let us know. Let us know. 800-228-0550. 24/7, you can also do 855-200-1776, extension 1. Simple as that. Extension 1 gets you to us live when we're on the air. Extension 2 is how you chat with us off the air. But we'd love to hear your suggestions on who you'd like to have. I'm working on a couple of interview requests right now on some of the top trade officials so we can get an update on the effort to get Pelosi to schedule the USMCA, which, by the way, I do think your number one best chance to get that done, farmers, ranchers, within the sound of my voice, if you're in Minnesota, in the 7th District, I would definitely let Colin Peterson know how you feel. I agree with Congressman Armstrong. Colin Peterson is as big an advocate for a new NAFTA as anybody, because it will help his district. But the more pressure he feels from folks in his 7th District of Minnesota, Western Minnesota, better chance he's going to keep pounding away on Pelosi to get that scheduled. But the other thing we're going to tackle is an update on the Chinese situation as well from the White House. But first, and someone who can answer a few of these questions, been on top of these trade deals from the get-go, Senator John Hovind joins us now on our Newsmaker line. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and to your listeners.
So last week, a crazy week in a good way, in that, the change in the tariffs with Canada and Mexico came about. You had the beef situation improve greatly in Japan. That was the good. The bad, not a lot of traction on Japan, and also USMCA still stuck on Pelosi's desk. Give us just an update on where we're at.
Well, I think you nailed it. I mean, really good developments on USMCA. I mean, lifting the tariffs, I mean, there's no reason not to bring USMCA to the House floor right now and pass it. I mean, if Speaker Pelosi put on the floor, it will pass with a big bipartisan majority over there, and we'd take it up right away and pass it here. So let's go. I mean, Canada and Mexico are huge trading partners. The tariffs are now gone. USMCA is a good agreement. It's a good agreement for our farmers, for energy, for our manufacturers. And so that, as you say, is very positive. And I think we need to keep, the push on here. If we could in the Senate, we'd take it up and pass it right now. But we can't. It has to start in the House. And so that, let's get that done. And as you mentioned, that the Sonny Perdue, Ag Secretary was in Japan all of last week. He'd actually gone over the week before and got back Thursday night. And so now we can send cattle into that market that are more than 30 months, which that all relates back to BSC. And so that's good. Problem being that Japan still has big tariffs on our livestock and other products. We need to try to not knock those down. So those are two areas that, some good movement. But, we need to keep working on this. Our farmers particularly are feeling, that it's very difficult for them. And that's, of course, as you know, why I've been working on another round of assistance for them.
Let's talk about assistance for a minute. I see a letter from one of your colleagues, Jerry Moran, to Sonny Perdue, who talked about the fact that the USDA had announced it would move forward with another round of trade assistance, but have been clear that the producers should not anticipate MFP payments in the future. He says, in other words, an average farmer cannot count on 37% of last year's income going forward. This inherent unpredictability of ad hoc disaster assistance underlies the strong preference of farmers and ranchers for markets to sell their livestock and crops instead of government payments. What do you anticipate will be the trade aid?
Well, of course we want markets. That's what this is all about, is getting access to markets. I mean, nobody can outcompete our farmers and our ranchers given a level playing field, given access to markets. And so the goal is to knock the tariffs and the barriers down and to have trade. That's what we've got to get to. But in the short term, obviously, China has targeted our farmers. They're on the front lines. And so this is to help them as we get through the negotiation, which the Chinese are delaying. We'd hope to have an agreement in principle week before last, and they backed up. And, of course, that puts real pressure on our producers. And so that I think the assistance will consist of a number of things. Again, we're working with USDA on it, market facilitation payment, purchase of commodities and so forth, and probably trade assistance to try to help develop other markets. You know, again, one of the problems with exporting to so much to China is, that, of course, it makes you more dependent on them. So trying to open up these other markets is very important.
So, will it be done differently than it was done in the past? I've heard people call and say, just make it simple. I mean, they know exactly what acreage has been planted. Why not, wouldn't even have to go down to the office and report anything if you do. It just seems like some people are, not happy with the way it was done previously. Obviously, there'll be a few more bucks there, but what's your, if you had your dream on your napkin handed to Purdue, what would trade aid look like?
Well, I talk to him about it pretty regularly, and Senske, the deputy, and everyone else. So I'm pushing to make some improvements on the first. You always learn something from the first round, so hopefully we've learned some things. And that's why I say, rather than just the market facilitation payment, I think we need to broaden it so that we do cover some of these other issues.
Dean in Bismarck for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Dean.
Hi. I got a question on intellectual property. People talk about that all the time, but who's at fault? These companies that went to China for cheaper labor and everything else, they gambled and they didn't get contracts in writing and protect themselves from losing their intellectual property rights to China. So they're just as guilty as China for taking it. Nobody talks about that.
Well, the problem is that China steals their intellectual property from them. So anyone that goes into China and tries to do business, is subject to a totalitarian regime where they're infringing on patents, copyrights, intellectual property, stealing technologies, and all those kinds of things, which is bad for our country because then China takes them and utilizes them and comes in and undercuts our companies. So China's exporting something like $500 billion into our market while we're selling, a little over $100 billion into theirs, creating a huge trade deficit. But they're doing it completely unfairly, both by stealing our technologies, but also creating trade barriers that then prevent our companies from selling into their market at the very same time that our consumers are buying billions of dollars of product from Chinese companies.
Yeah, I understand that, but those companies that went over there for the cheap labor are just at fault and should be, held accountable for that.
So your point is if they do business there, they should expect that kind of behavior. If you don't want that, don't do business there.
Exactly.
And Senator Hovind, you're saying China should not be allowed.
I'm saying it's a global marketplace, and it puts us at an incredible disadvantage if we play by the rules and other countries don't. In a global market, it makes it very hard for our companies, and it's unfair.
Ultimately,
we pay a price for it.
Appreciate the call. It sounds like you got to vote soon.
Sounds like somebody else is trying to call on this phone.
I don't have enough time to ask you this next question, but when we come back, I want to get your take on the status of the China deal. Obviously, there was a point where it looked like it was darn near done. We now know they reneged on a number of things, and so there had to be an effort to back away from the table. So I'm kind of curious of your prediction on the new timeline and where things are at, if we need to just look like we don't want it too much and back away from the table here a little bit, or if these will heat up again soon. I know the talks are ongoing, but I want your take on that. We'll do that when we come back. And anything else in our final segment for Senator John Hovind today on What's on Your Mind? Back after this. Don't go away.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back with the What's On Your Mind, hit the road later today, Bismarck, Minot, Watford City, and then back in studio along I-29, just south of the 94-29 interchange on What's On Your Mind. So looking forward to the road trip and seeing lots of folks along the way. We continue with Senator John Hovind. So the big question I had is on the current status of the Chinese trade relations. We know, Steve Mnuchin told me at the White House, hey, about a month, I think we'll be done with this. We now know then a number of things that were agreed to, they reneged on. That ticked off the president, the trade deal stopped, everything else, more tariffs, all of that. Where are we at today? You think this thing is back on track or still in a little bit of a limbo?
Well, you're exactly right. They backed up. In other words, we were hoping the week before last that the administration would have an agreement in principle with China. The vice president from China Liu He came over, and, you know, the plan was that they were going to have some kind of agreement in principle, and then China backed up. And what they backed up on is just what we were talking about before the break, is, you know, this provisions that would prevent them from stealing our technology and violating patent, copyright, and all those kind of things. And that's exactly what they backed up on. And so, obviously, now the next window that the administration said they're looking at as far as potentially getting an agreement would be at the G20 when President Trump and President Xi meet, and that's later in June.
So, are we going to get there? Or are you going to go to a plan like the president's talking about? We're saying, you know what, the heck with them. And, you know, I just encourage companies to locate elsewhere, and tell you what, we'll buy up some of these trade packages, trade surpluses that are sitting there because of that deal, and ship it somewhere else. You know, what's your best guess, and which wins the day?
It's tough to predict. I sure hope we do. Obviously, I'm pushing, doing everything I can to get an agreement as soon as we can. You just saw the executive order on Huawei, which involves technology. That's very important because it goes to security. You know, them making components which potentially could have security risk to them in terms of China being able to access those electronic components. So, you know, there's a number of things going on that make for really tough negotiations right now, but maybe that's what the Chinese need to see, that, you know, they're going to be forced to deal with these issues. But, you know, obviously the administration and the Chinese negotiators are going through these issues right now, and I'm hopeful that there'll be progress made by the G20 in June.
The president rolled out a pretty significant immigration plan. You guys heard about it last week, directly from Jared Kushner and right. Steve Miller, some of the president's top lieutenants on it. But essentially, it's heavy on merit base. It says, look, you're not going to come here just because you have family here. You're not going to come here just because some of that will still be there. But the lion's share of this is merit. Where do we need people? How can they help us? And that'd be the path. Is that the right path? Is that a good plan on immigration to kind of guide the overall policy?
It is. I mean, you know, we need to secure the border. I mean, we need to build the wall like we've talked about. We need to close the loopholes in our system, and we need to move to merit-based immigration. And, I mean, that's incredibly not only a fair way to do it, but it's important for our economy and you know, for our country. So that is the right approach.
Speaking of build the wall, the president is now up the ante, and he's talking about 500 miles of wall being built by the end of next year. Yet if I do the math, as I peppered the core like crazy on this to try and say, okay, how much, and you have two in your office to track this, and we can only find about 40-some miles that have been built now, even though they say 80. But the point is, even if you take them at 80, the pace at which they're being built, there's no way you're going to get to 500 by the end of the year. Meanwhile, as you know, a company from North Dakota says we can build a mile a day. They're doing it right now in the middle of the desert, and people are watching it on a private effort that's taking place. You know, how do we save these guys from themselves?
Yeah, that's why we've got to keep pushing like we are for companies like Fisher that are the real solution. And I, matter of fact, yesterday I talked to the Deputy Commissioner for Customs and Border Protection, CBP, that oversees this work that the Corps does, and said, hey, look, I want you to start going through these bids with me and with my office. I want to see what's getting done, because it's not getting done. And we've got to understand that this is open, fair, transparent, and I'm hopeful that that is going to accelerate the process and get more of this wall built sooner and get it built at a lower cost.
Yeah, you know, one of these jobs was recently bid to a company, and I heard from a friend that the company said the negotiation, so they just got granted the award like last week, the negotiation alone is expected to take 4 months.
Yeah.
So if you're chewing up 4 months negotiating.
That is not how it should work. And again, that's why I think it has to be transparent and open, and we got to see what's going on so that we don't have that kind of thing going on.
Who are you lunching with today? You always have interesting lunches in the Senate, bringing some great experts. Who's coming by? Who's Uncle Mitch got coming by today?
Well, we'll see. I'm not supposed to say it. There was some talk that we might have some of the trade folks in, but I can't draw any predictions at this point.
No. We'll find out after that. Everything leaks in Washington, D.C. We'll find somebody watching the podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Senator, thanks for the time.
You bet, Scott. Good to be with you.
Yep, appreciate it very much. All right, folks, there you go. A lot of ground covered on today's program. Hope we got the answers you're looking for. If not, hold us accountable. Let us know what answers you want. 855-200-1776-247. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mocker-Braddock. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.